Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. And I am your host. I'm Candace McClain. Thank you so much for tuning in this Thursday evening as we head into the Easter long weekend. And I don't know about you, but I am so looking forward to it. I was thinking about this. This is actually the first Easter I've had off in a few years. So I'm going to have 4 glorious days of quiet, nowhere I have to be or nothing I have to do. So I'm really going to enjoy this time just to spend with family. And one of the things I love about Easter too is its connection with the miraculous. There's, of course, the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus. And then there is the miracle on the total opposite end of the spectrum here in the joy in the faces of your kids as they discover, you know, those brightly wrapped chocolate eggs and bunnies hidden all around them. So it feels like a very miraculous time of year. And so it's fitting that today we'll be discussing miracles, and more precisely the miracle of life and death and life after death. Author Alyssa Alchokichi will be joining us today to discuss her personal experiences as well as the experiences of others that affirm that life really does go on after death. Now, Alyssa has collected testimonial after testimonial of after-death communication and nearing-death awareness and near-death experiences. Her new book's called Miraculous Moments, True Stories Affirming That Life Goes On. And this book contains all these wonderfully miraculous stories. I've read the book. It's just a beautiful book. And so she's going to share some of those stories with us today. So you don't want to miss that. And we'll also be taking questions via our instant feedback form. So throughout the show today, if you have a question or comment, or maybe you have your own experience you'd like to share with us, you can just go to www.transformationtalkradio.com. And if you just scroll down and look on the right-hand side, you'll see the green box there where it says instant feedback. So just go ahead and fill out that form to send us your questions or comments during the show. You know, maybe you've had a near-death experience yourself or know someone who has. Maybe you've had an encounter with someone who's passed over. So we want to hear from you. Again, that website is www.transformationtalkradio.com. Well, let me tell you about our special guest tonight. We're so lucky to have a wonderful lady joining us. Alyssa Alchokichi works as a hospice nurse and a healthcare counselor. She is board certified in hospice and palliative care nursing. She's a fellow in thanatology, which I've just learned is the study of death, dying, and bereavement. Alyssa is the author of 3 books, 2 of which are children's books called The Angel with the Golden Glow, A Family's Journey Through Loss and Healing, and How Can I Help Papa? A Child's Journey Through Loss and Healing. And of course, there's her latest book, which we'll be discussing tonight. It's called Miraculous Moments, True Stories That Life Goes On, which is a beautiful book containing firsthand accounts of after-death communication, nearing-death awareness, as I mentioned, and near-death experiences. Alyssa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Candace.
As I mentioned to the listeners, it was such a beautiful, beautiful book. And I have to say, I have such a huge amount of respect for you and the work that you do as a hospice nurse. I actually took the hospice volunteer course some time ago. And, you know, the nurses and counselors involved in training us were very committed and all very special people. So, Alyssa, maybe let's start off by sharing with us what led you to become a hospice nurse and what that has meant to you.
Well, hospice, it has a very holistic approach to medicine. you know, we're not just looking just at the physical person, but also those emotional and spiritual needs as well. And so certainly that is very enticing to me because I'm a spiritual person at heart. I think we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're really spiritual beings having a human experience. And One thing that I love is being able to see and incorporate spiritual experiences in my work with the dying and the bereaved. You know, I've seen so many incredible things, experienced them myself, witnessed them with patients and family members, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have told me about special moments of hope, signs, miraculous signs, if you will, that let them know that their loved ones go on, or things that happen to them, you know, that their dying loved one shared with them. And some people might call it hallucinations, but actually, if you really listen to what the dying are talking about, they speak in symbolic terms. And actually, this state is called nearing death awareness, and it's a heightened spiritual state. And so the dying many times may have experiences of the light, maybe bathed in light. They may be hearing music. You know, one dear friend of mine when he was dying, you know, told me that he could hear the choirs singing to him. And he was a man who dedicated his life to his church, you know, thousands of hours. He had volunteered, really, from the time he was a young man, and he died in his 90s. And how beautiful to think that those angels were serenading him in his last days and weeks of life. You know, sometimes, you know, people may see a spiritual being. I know one hospice nurse who was a very devout Catholic, and she actually saw Christ in her last days, you know. And how beautiful for her, you know, where she was devoted to, you know, Christ's teachings, for her to be welcomed. And then there are those patients who may be even having a conversation. They're talking to someone in the room, but yet we don't see who they're talking to, but they're actually having a conversation. Or perhaps they tell you that they've just spoken with someone. And if you ask who it is, really, anytime I've asked that they've known, they don't always know. Sometimes they say they're here. They speak in terms of they. But they also have many times that they know who it is. And it's almost always a deceased loved one. I think only one time in all the times I've asked that the person's been able to answer my question who they were talking to or who they were seeing. Only one time did they give me someone who was alive.
Just listening to you here, you know, it, again, just going back to this idea of the special job that you have, because when people are confronted with a diagnosis or, you know, with the reality that either their own life or that of a loved one is coming to an end, you know, it often becomes the hospice nurse or volunteer who the patient confides in because they know it's too much for their family. So it's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's a very special position to be in to be able to have those kinds of conversations, with your patients that maybe they're just more open to speak to you about that. So when they come to you and they ask you spiritual questions, because I imagine that they must, you know, things like what do you think happens when we die? How do you answer those kinds of questions? And has your answer evolved over time based on your experiences?
Well, you know, I actually do a lot of weekend you know, work on call and so forth. And so a lot of what I do is responding to a crisis, or it could be a pain crisis, could be the person's taking a shift and perhaps he or she is beginning the early stages of actively dying, or perhaps they've passed. So So I don't personally often have a conversation like what you're talking about, but there are times that I do. And, you know, and when, you know, because perhaps I'm visiting a patient who maybe is alone and knows they're failing and is struggling. And, you know, so part of my job, not only to ask about the pain and their breathing and all the rest, but, you know, do they have any, you know, is anything worrying them, any concerns? Are there anything they're afraid of? Or, you know, what, and sometimes what is their, you know, spiritual belief? You know, I remember this one lady who was clearly failing, and I asked her, you know, did she believe that there was anything beyond, you know, physical death, you know, as she was facing it, you know? And mm-hmm. she said, I really don't know if there's anything else. And so I went ahead and shared not only a personal experience, but also other things that people had told me. And, you know, she was filled with hope when I left. And what a gift to be able to give it in that moment of need, you know, that greatest moment of need. And so many times when I go in, there usually is a caregiver. You know how you just mentioned, you know,
right,
that one-on-one time. Not often you get one-on-one time without a family member there. So it's not, you know, and they're calling you because there's a concern and there's a whatever, and you're really addressing all of that. Actually, I've had more of these kinds of conversations with that loved one of theirs who is about to lose them or has just lost.
I would imagine so. Well, we're just going to move to a quick break right now. A fascinating conversation today with Alyssa, speaking about miraculous moments. And when we come back, Alyssa is going to share some of her own miraculous experiences along with those of her patients. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candice McLean, and we're speaking with author Alyssa L. Chokichi. She has written a wonderful book called Miraculous Moments, True Stories Affirming That Life Goes On. And it details true stories of after-death communication, nearing-death awareness, and near-death experiences. Alyssa, if listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about the book, where can they go for more information?
Well, I have a website, which is www.miraculousmoments.com. And on that site, there's a contact tab that you can go in there. There's a box that you can send me a message. You should get a confirmation that it went through okay, because sometimes they don't. So make sure you get a thank you for your submission, and I'll get your message. But also, there is an email that you can send as well. I think it is at stories@miraculousmoments.com. And certainly, if they have experiences they'd like to share with me, I'd be very open to hearing them. I'm always looking for more stories and also to learn about what people have, you know, the wondrous miracles in their life, what they've experienced.
Absolutely. Now, we received a message here via our instant feedback form, and it's Julie from Michigan. She has written in to say that she had a brain aneurysm and almost died, and to this day she still doesn't know why she didn't. No one believed that she felt like she died, because officially she didn't. But she says her life has changed enormously and she doesn't know how to make sense of it now. So she was asking, Alyssa, if you could talk a little bit about how lives change from having these kinds of experiences.
Certainly. So first off, I want to, you know, congratulate her for writing in and having the courage to ask the question. Mm-hmm. When people have a near-death experience, it's one of two conditions. Either they're very close to death, like they're very critically ill and close to death, or they've actually died and been brought back to life. You know, their heart has stopped, their breathing has stopped, they've been resuscitated and brought back. Either of those situations can give you a near-death experience. And see, that's probably why people aren't believing that she had a transformative experience, because maybe they're taking it literally. Well, you didn't physically die, therefore, you know, you couldn't have had this experience. People who have had one of these types of experiences are changed forever. They have, you know, depending again on how far they went into that experience, some of them may be their awareness has changed. Some of them may be floating above their body. It's an out-of-body experience. They're looking down. They may be able to actually give you verbatim who said what, who did what meds were given, whatever, that really all the particulars, which, you know, they shouldn't know, but they do know.
Right.
All the way to actually perhaps seeing a pinpoint of a light, going through a tunnel. I had one gentleman last night tell me, you know, the tunnel was glistening, almost like a silver-like color. I've had another person tell me that in the tunnel when she went through it, she saw little cherubs. People have different, and every person's near-death experience is different. There are common themes in them, but they're still all unique. No one person, no two people have an identical experience. So, and again, then perhaps, you know, some may just go to the end of the tunnel and they may not see anyone, but that's as far as they go. They may see a spiritual being there. They may see deceased loved ones. They may see groups of people. They may be given a choice about whether to stay or go. And I've actually had two people that I've talked to said that they could hear their loved ones calling them back from Earth. One of them, the wife, was mentally just saying, babe, don't leave me, babe, don't leave me, babe, don't leave me. And in fact, her story's in our In Miraculous Moment.
Right.
And her husband, even though he was in this amazing, perfect, beautiful place on the other side, couldn't stop hearing her say that over and over, and so he felt compelled to come back. And this other person that I just spoke to with the glistening tunnel that he went through said that his wife, he actually saw her arms like reaching up through the tunnel as well as another female's arms and feeling the need of her that he has to come back, he needs to come back. So it's very interesting. So people can communicate, you know, even though that person may be physically have died or not. And by the way, the second person that went to the tunnel and talking the glistening tunnel did not actually have his heart stop or breathing stop. So more like your person who wrote in. So let's talk about those changes. Many people will talk that they have a sense, a realization that everyone and everything is connected. They realize that their thoughts, every thought that they think has an impact on themselves and on others. They realize that consciousness survives physical death. You know, death is not the end. And men, I mean, I've yet to talk to a person, it'd be interesting if this person agrees, they no longer have a fear of death. You know, even those who have been resuscitated and come back, they no longer have a fear of death. In fact, you know, many will say, why did you bring me back? You know, it was incredible over there. Another thing is that if they were in physical pain here, let's say they were having a heart attack or whatever it was, you know, once they're on the other side, there is no pain, none, it's gone. And there's like this perfect temperature, a perfect interchange with everyone. You may recognize the people, you may not, but you know that you know them and they feel like family, like you're the best day you have ever had. You know, Dr. Pim Van Lommel talks about 12 universal elements that can be seen in the near-death experience, and your person who wrote in may have some or all of these. There's number one, that there are no words. There's this ineffability about it. Where they've gone to is a, you know, there's a feeling of peace and quiet and that the pain is gone. They have aware, you know, may have an awareness of being dead. They may have an awareness of being out of the body, as I said, floating over the body and looking down. Some people may be in a dark space, but yet they may see something that's drawing them to them. Maybe a perception of an unearthly environment, something greater than what we experience. As I said, maybe meeting, communicating with deceased people, this perception of a brilliant light or else a being of life. Also, they may talk about a life review, that they see their life flash before them. I've heard it described a few different ways. One person told me it was like, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 frames of pictures of his life from the time he, you know, began forward. I've had other people tell me it's like a panoramic cinema, that they see and relive every moment that they've had. But also another thing, not only do they relive their moments, but they experience what those choices they made, what the impact was on others. So if you did loving deeds, you would feel that, how that felt to those that received the love from you. And if you did things that were hurtful, vengeful, whatever, you would feel that.
One of the most, and what you're saying is I've heard a lot of as well. Have you ever read that book, Embraced by the Light, by Betty J. Eddy? Yeah, and that was sort of my first introduction to this whole idea of afterlife, because I've explained on the show before, I wasn't brought up in a religious family, and when a very close friend of mine was murdered, I had this, you know, this feeling, I don't know what happens. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where he went. And that book kind of brought me to this place where I am today to say, you know, there is something else. And just to see, the experiences that people are having, and yet they are so similar when people talk about the lights that they see, or, you know, like you said, a life review. I remember my sister telling me, now she was very, very young at the time, years ago, she had what she called a dream, and it showed her whole life. And like I said, she wasn't that old, but she had this dream of everything she had experienced. And it was the most vivid dream she's ever known. And apparently what had happened was there was a gas leak in the house in the middle of the night. And I guess my mother happened to wake up, like, getting sick. And that's how my dad knew something was wrong. And he immediately opened the windows and opened the doors. But already in that moment, here she was, such a young girl. And to this day, as an adult, that's the most vivid thing she's ever experienced.
Wow. And, you know, people do talk about this, that the colors over there are so incredible. And, you know, they don't forget it. It's like, you know, this permanent imprint on their mind. And so I can see, you know, how she would remember, you know, how she would say it was the most vivid moment, because it's more than we can possibly think. I think there are no words that could describe what it's like on the other side.
There also, are no people, words. Yeah.
There are no words. And some people also talk about that there's a border. Like, they know if they cross, you know, this border, they won't come back. My uncle, who had a near-death experience, he didn't physically die like your caller in, but he became septic. He had open heart surgery, became septic, and for days on a respirator and non-responsive, but he came back. And he told me he actually went to the River Jordan, met the Archangel Gabriel there. The Archangel Gabriel told him that if he crossed the river, he would not come back. And he said, so I didn't cross the river. And
Alyssa, I'm just going to get you to hold that right there, that thought, because we're just going to move to another break. But we will hear the rest of that story when we come back. Please stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Everyday Miracles, and I have Alyssa Alchokichi with me today. I'm saying that name very well.
Yes, you are.
This has worked. She is a hospice nurse and author of Miraculous Moments, True Stories Affirming That Life Goes On. And, of course, if you'd like more information on the book or on Alyssa, please visit her website at www.miraculousmoments.com. And, Alyssa, just before the break there, you were talking about an experience. It was that your uncle had, correct?
Yes, and where he had a near-death experience. Hadn't physically died, but was, you know, very, very sick for days, and shared that he had gone, you know, to the other side. He actually told me, I went to the other side and met the Archangel Gabriel there. You know, his experience on the other side changed him. He was a Presbyterian minister, but even though he had a fear of death. And after this experience, it was gone. I think he had a fear of death because he was raised, you know, in one of those old types of churches that they were kind of fire and brimstone and really raising their fists, and you're going to be
a lot of fear.
You don't do this and all of that. And so no matter, you know, even though he was a very peaceful man, he lived a good life, there was no reason for him to worry about it. Those were still childhood impressions. And after this experience, such, you know, his wife, you know, my aunt, talked about incredible peace with him. And he would tell in his own quiet way, whoever he could tell when they were facing death, about his experience so they would not be afraid.
Wonderful. You know, 6 years ago, I had an experience with what I would call an angel. And I told the story months ago on the show, but, you know, I was awake. I was very aware that I was awake at night, and I saw it there standing beside the bed looking at me and my husband, who was fast asleep. And I was so shocked when I saw this thing standing there. And when I looked at it, initially it looked, you know, just as plain as anybody alive standing in front of me would look. But when I looked closer, I saw these lights, and I think this is what you're talking about. And they were of every conceivable color, and maybe even every inconceivable color, nothing I've ever seen before. But it was like these lights, it was like a kaleidoscope of lights. That's how I would explain it. And it was the different colors mixing together, coming apart in almost a dance. And it was absolutely spectacular to watch. Are these the kinds of things you're hearing as well?
Well, again, everybody's experience is entirely different. So, but there will be people who talk about that the colors are incredibly brilliant, or, you know, the peace that they're feeling, or the dream. It's more than a dream. Mm-hmm. It was a dream, but it's much, much more than that, and the peace that they have about it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, I also have seen an angel.
Okay.
And mine came, again, also in a wake state. It was, you know, the only time that really I've seen and with my full consciousness a person in front of me. And this, I was working for hospice, and I had gone to the home of a young, well, he was in his 30s, but he was a special needs child, you know, that had died. And, you know, when I went to this home, this mom was really just sobbing, you know, and, you know, when he was a little, this young man was a little boy, you know, he was told by the, you know, the doctors, mom was told by the doctors, you're going to need to institutionalize this child and you'll never be able to live at home. And the mom was so committed that there was no way her child was going to go away. And he didn't. And he, I think when he was in his mid thirties, he came down with colon cancer and he died. And I went out on the night that he died to, you know, to pronounce him and support his mom. And his mom, it was probably the toughest pronouncement I've ever been at because his mom was inconsolable. Mm-hmm. And I held her in my arm for I don't know how long. She cried and she cried and she cried and she cried. And, you know, the husband kind of stood and just watched the two of us.
Yeah.
But I just really felt like I just need to hold her for as long as she needs to cry. And I don't even know how long I held her, but for a very long time. And eventually I left and you know, finished what I needed to do and went home. And when I climbed into bed, you know, I was married at that time, and my husband was asleep, and we had a king-size bed. I'd climbed into bed. I get on in on the left side, and first I had just turned to my left, you know, kind of towards the windows, and then all of a sudden I kind of felt like I've got to turn right. And so I kind of rolled on my back, and I, you know, my eyes were open, and there was this pure white being in the bed between us. I actually...
Oh, my gosh.
Her bodice... like her torso up, like I saw her, like her shoulders, you know, a little bit below the shoulders, up all the way in her head. And she was between the two of us, pure white. And, you know, and I felt she didn't speak to me, but there was this beautiful smile and this love. And what I felt was gratitude. You know, I felt she was probably, you know, the guardian angel of this boy that had come to say thank you, you know, for the compassion, you know, that you gave his mom.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, so I just felt this, like, gratitude and this love. And it this wasn't frightening in any way. It was totally peaceful. And, you know, when I rolled to my right side, my hand actually went through her.
Mm.
You know, like, mm-hmm. because, you know, I was just rolling over, you know, your hand, your arm just automatically goes. It went right through her because she was kind of translucent. But I had this experience with her, which was just, you know, again, no words, as you know. And then, you know, all of a sudden my youngest daughter, who was 5 at the time, I heard her just kind of cry out, you know, in the night with maybe a nightmare or something, which often she did. And so I turned my eyes away quickly to listen. And when I looked back, the angel was gone. But I certainly received her message of thanks.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. In my case, I didn't get a message either at the time. But a couple months later, I figured out that I was pregnant, and I wasn't supposed to be able to get pregnant. And when we went for the first ultrasound, and they're pretty accurate in the beginning when you get your first ultrasounds, and they tell you exactly how old the fetus is. And so they said, you know, it's 14 weeks and 2 days or whatever it was, old. And when I went back that many weeks and that many days, it was to the exact day that I saw that being in my room.
Oh, how beautiful was that?
So we are supported. We really are supported on the other side. And I love to tell this story and hear stories like yours because I think we all have so much to gain from it. Alyssa, I have Bill from Austin, Texas, who has written in. He said that he lost his mother when he was 8. And he says, although I can't claim that she talks with me directly, I feel she has guided my life. Is that possible?
Absolutely, Bill. I know your mom is guiding your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they let us know in a myriad of ways. They give us signs. Some are clearer, some are more subtle. But trust your inner knowing. Trust your sense that your mom is there. You know, some people can hear them more clearly in their meditation. And I don't know, Bill, if you do sit and if you're quiet and listen and trust what your heart is telling you, your heart will never lie.
Thank you so much for writing in, Bill. It's true. You know, some people, you know, are more aware of of these kinds of connections. And for others, it seems, you know, a little bit further away from us. But if you can feel anything at all, trust that it's her. I remember when my father passed away, I sort of became aware of, I could feel him in a sense. I could feel him in everything around me. It was like I could feel him in the flow of the traffic. I could feel him wherever I was. And so I do believe that we get help on the other side, and especially a parent. They, no matter where they are, they will always look after their children, even if they've passed over. Well, we are going to move to another break. Please feel free to write in. Again, the URL is www.transformationtalkradio.com. Send us your comments. Send us your questions. Send us your experiences. We want to hear from you. And when we come back, Alyssa's going to tell us a little bit about her own experience with her cousin who had passed over and gave her a visit. When we return, we'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Candace McClain, and my special guest today is Alyssa Alchokachi, and she is speaking with us about her new book, Miraculous Moments, True Stories Affirming Life Goes On. And we've been sharing all kinds of stories on the show today, angel experiences. And Alyssa, you have an amazing story that was actually, I believe, the last story in your book, Miraculous Moments, about an encounter you had with your cousin after he passed on. Would you mind sharing that story with us?
Well, I'd love to. So I want to first say that my parents were divorced when I was little, was a baby, and so my brother and I went to live with our six cousins, our aunt and uncle, in Knoxville, Tennessee, where we lived for 9 years. And so my cousins really were like my brothers and sisters. And, you know, I left there when I was 11 and came up to New England, but those were my formative years. And so when I was 23 years old, my eldest cousin, his name was Stefan, was 29, and he was tragically killed in an automobile accident. His pregnant wife, two children were in the car. They all survived, but Stefan did not, at least not physically survived. And certainly it was horrific for the family. But the amazing thing out of it all is that I received the most extraordinary gift because my cousin came to see me 2 weeks after he died. You know, this experience happened in the early morning hours when you're not fully awake, but you're not fully asleep. It's like this magical time. They call it the theta state. And I'd be happy to share in detail what happened. I really think
Absolutely.
I went into the other realm. I can say with certainty this wasn't a dream, because the colors in the experience were brighter than anything in this reality. The emotions were intensely amplified, and I can as clearly remember it today as when it happened 33 years ago, and I never wrote it down at the time. And you know, with a dream, you have to write it down. I did not with this. So this experience started in the woods, and I'm by myself, and the leaves are the most brilliant green, and I want to say that the colors are almost shimmering luminescent. It's hard to describe. There are no words to describe what it was like with the vividness of color, which you and I have talked about earlier in the show. So anyway, I'm standing by myself. There's an overgrown dirt road in front of me that runs from my right, right directly in front of me, and off down out of sight to my left through the woods. And I happen to look over to my right, and here coming down the dirt road is a unicorn. It is the most brilliant white, luminescent color that you can imagine, and yes, it's a unicorn. And when I see it as it's galloping towards me, I'm saying to myself, but wait a minute, you know, I didn't think unicorns were real, but I can't deny him. He is coming right at me. He runs literally in front of me and gallops on down the road to my left. So I kind of like shrug my shoulders. I have no choice. Of course he's real. And I start chasing him. Now, the unicorn is galloping at a faster rate than I can possibly run, but it eventually brings me to the edge of the woods, next to the field, next to the house where we grew up. By this time, the unicorn is way on the other side of the field to the left, and so there's no way I'm going to catch him. To my far right is the house that we grew up, but like 100 yards in front of me, I see my cousin Stefan. And I cannot believe my eyes, and I start running. I mean, I tear across this field as fast as I possibly can run, and I am sobbing as I'm running, sobbing. And I run up to him, and I grab him, and I hug him, and I'm squeezing him, and I'm saying, oh, my God, Stefan, you're alive, you're alive, you're alive. And, you know, and this is another thing, is I could physically feel him in my arms, and when do we feel in a dream? But yet, he was clearly there. So I'm hugging him, and just these tears of joy are pouring from my eyes. And he's, you know, and the other thing is I'm 5'2", my cousin's 6'2". And so just to give you a visual, I've got my head crooked up looking at him. He's got his looking down at me. And so I'm saying, oh, my God, Stefan, you're alive. And he's, like, looking down, and there's so much love and peace and joy and contentment. Again, no words to describe. You know, and as he's looking down, he goes, you know, of course I'm alive, Alyssa. You know? and I'm just taking it in. This moment, it's glorious. It's really glorious. And, you know, so much love and joy in my heart. And And then, you know, all of a sudden I let go. I let go because I am horrified now in this second, because I remember that my cousin had 95% burns of his body in that car accident. Mm. And I had done a rotation at Shriners Burn for Children in Boston during my nurse's training, and I know how painful those dressing changes were for those little kids, and I'm thinking, oh, Melissa, how could you have been so selfish and forgotten? How could you squeeze your cousin? You know, you've hurt him. What were you thinking? You know, so again, those tears of joy now have gone to tears of shame, and I'm apologizing. I'm saying, I'm sorry, Stefan. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. And he's looking down with ever so much peace, and he's like, it's all right, Alyssa. I don't hurt anymore. And I'm going, oh, my God, you know, he's alive. He's totally healed. And this is like just trying to take it in. And then I'm looking at his face, and there's something different. Yes, there's the peace, the love, and all that. But I look, and I say, Stefan, I said, where are your glasses? Because we all wear glasses, all eight of us. He goes, Alyssa, I don't need glasses. I can see. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, he's alive. He's totally healed. He's got 20/20 vision. It's the most unbelievable moment. And suddenly this camera appears in my right hand, and I said, Stefan, can I remember? Can I please take this, your picture? I said, I need to remember this moment for all of eternity. And he's like, Alyssa, you know, but eventually he humors me. He steps back for the picture, and I go and snap it. And, of course, the whole dreamlike experience ended at that moment, because a picture could have never captured the spiritual significance of what happened for me, because when mm-hmm. I came to my full awakeness, my full consciousness, I knew to my core that my cousin was totally alive, totally healed, better than I ever knew him in this life, and it healed my grief. It transformed my grief.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's a beautiful story. And there's so many wonderful stories in the book. The show is just about over. I can't believe how quickly time has flied. But what message do you think those on the other side have for us? I mean, has there been a sort of a constant message just in terms of your experience and the experience of others that you've written about?
Well, certainly they want their loved ones to know that they are there for them. They're in their lives. They love them. I do notice that they seem to come close if you're in a time of need or going through a difficult time. And I think that they want us to reach out to them, to talk to them, to acknowledge their presence. That love does not die just because their physical body has died. It's only transformed, but their soul, their consciousness, and their love lives on.
Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for being on the show. And I would encourage everyone to please visit Alyssa's website, www.miraculousmoments.com. These stories are beautiful. They're uplifting. And, you know, they help us heal, and they help us trust that there is another place that we call home. And our loved ones who we've lost, they're in a beautiful place. They're watching over us. So thank you so much, Alyssa, for sharing your book with us today.
And thank you so much for having me on here. Your loved ones still love you, and one day you'll all be together again.
Thank you. Wishing everyone a happy, happy Easter. Please have a wonderful holiday weekend and be safe. We'll see you back here next week for another Everyday Miracles.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.